if you will, and turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 8. Ezekiel, chapter number 8, if you will. And I'll be reading verse number 7. We'll pray, and I'll preach to you, the Lord being my helper. In Ezekiel chapter number 8, verse number 7, the Bible says this, "And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked in," or "I looked, behold, a hole in the wall." I want to preach to you this afternoon, if the Lord will be my helper, on just an old hole in the wall. I'm going to ask my pastor friend, Brother Wayne Stafford, if he'll pray for me. Yes, Lord, we do. Lord, we need your help. God, help us. God, help us. Amen. All right. Again, the text, if you be seated in verse number 7, the Bible says, "And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked in, behold, a hole in the wall." Now, there's just a few things I need to say before I really get to preaching what the Lord has laid on my heart. But I think, first of all, that to get you headed in the direction of my mindset this afternoon, that many of you know my dad, and he loves the Lord. But if I was down on our farm this afternoon and we was working and it came about dinner time, he would say this. He'd say, "Keith, what do you want for lunch?" And I would probably say, "Well, Dad, there's a little place up here on side the road. It's got some good hamburgers." And he would say to me, "You talking about that little hole in the wall place up there on side the road that's got that good food?" And I'd say, "Yes, sir." And you know what? I'd pull up to that place with expectations, knowing exactly what I'm fixing to get. I say this to you tonight. I'm trying to get my point to you tonight or this afternoon. I want you to know something. You're looking at just an old hole in the wall preacher. Hey, I just got a little hole in the wall church up our own side of the mountain. But I want you to know something. God's got his hands up on little holes in the wall. God will use you. Never think that you're too little, because God, a sovereign God, a God with all power, if his hand's up on you, he'll use you too. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. So I begin to think about here in the chapter here, and no doubt Ezekiel is a time in the life of Israel that it's a dark time. It just so happened that Ezekiel was the prophet at this time. You look back and you do your studies, you're going to find out that Isaiah was the one that warned them of the famine and the troubles that was coming. But Ezekiel, sitting in the middle of the darkness in the time, he prophesied what's being said here. Let me say this to you as we try to get to the place place of our message that I want you to know something. I pled with the Lord during the night last night as to what to preach to you. I want you to know about a month ago I was inside this church and I said, God, hey, I believe you can show me ahead of time. And I begin to help with help from one of these other men of God that's sitting in this church. And I said to you, I want you to help me find a hole in the wall. You know what I begin to do? I begin to search this church, looking for a hole in the wall. And I said, talking to God, matter of fact, I met the other man of God and he said to me, I can't find one. I said, I did. So as we look at this text and we look at this scripture tonight or this afternoon, I want you to know, I believe by God's divine hand, that he put one hole in the wall of this church, and simply put, so I could come here today and I could preach, just a hole in the wall. We could look all over this church, and you'd be trying to find the hole, but I want you to know there's a hole here. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm glad I'm a hole in the wall. My daddy assured me to that not long, Brother Randy, after I began to preach. My daddy said, Keith, you need to remember one thing. You ain't nothing but an old hole-in-the-wall preacher. But I want you to know something. Hey, and everybody knows his Bible verse. But I want you to know something he said. It don't matter if you're an old hole in the wall. I'm going to tell you something, Keith. It's what he said. You know up there where we go and eat. We go up there. We expecting some good food. I expected this afternoon, glory to God, to come into the house of God. It ain't because of me, hallelujah. I just want a few crumbs, hallelujah. I just want, glory to God, some of that good food. It's going to come from that hole in the wall place. Woo! I don't know about anybody else, but I'm glad tonight, this afternoon, that I know the Savior. I got him in my heart and soul, and I'm glad to, hallelujah, he's prepared a table for me. There's some good food. I've heard some good preaching. I'm feasting off the crumbs, hallelujah. Not only that, they got some good water. You say, preacher, you got to have water. There was a day when I needed life water. I don't know about you. I don't know what you're drinking from. I don't know what kind of table you're pulling up to. But I want you to know, hallelujah, I know a church, glory to God, where there's some good food to eat. I know where there's a church, hallelujah. There's some good stuff, good to drink, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Is anybody interested in getting something good to eat? Is anybody interested? Thank God for a hole in a wall church. Thank God. Hallelujah. I think about this as I begin to think about my message. I thought about my own salvation experience. I'll not get into no details, but everybody knows I was everything inside of a church. From the Sunday school superintendent to a deacon to the men's Sunday school teacher. But you know what? I had never accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'd go on mission trips trying to build churches and do things. And man, I wanted away from the Spirit. Wasn't comfortable around it. But thanks be to God. November 16th, 2005. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm glad he came by my way. Hey, he seen an old hole in the wall, somebody. Hey, glory. He said, glory, I'll save you today. Hallelujah. Shame on me for not running a lap. Well, glory to God. Hey, I'm telling you, hey, if God had to go where he did to get me, hey, we'd all be making a lap. By the way, about 5 o'clock this morning, I had everybody making laps. You think I'm kidding? Amen. One young lady said, is it all right if I run? I said, for Holy Ghost, and then you run. Yes, sir. Amen. So here is my point with me. I was a nobody. God seen fit through his grace to take me down. God seen that to get me to the place to take things away. That with all of that and through all that and his grace, he got me to the place that day. Hey, I want you to know something. You may have come in here this afternoon and they're not expecting the preacher to preach to you. Not expecting the Holy Ghost. Woo! Not expecting the Holy Ghost of God to settle down upon you, but he's going to start and he's going to begin to speak to you. I believe that because I don't know who you are, but I believe this with all my heart. You're holding back. You're trying to hide. But the Holy Ghost of God, he's going to move in on you. He's going to shake you. He's going to save you. Let me ask you this. Are you interested in just some of the crumbs? That's all it takes is just some of the crumbs. You say, preacher, hey, if them crumbs is going to do to me what they've done to you, I'm telling you, I believe it tonight, about half this crowd needs some crumbs, hallelujah. Hey, about half of you, hallelujah. Hey, God, has God saved anybody, hallelujah. Hey, is glad, hey, that you're a nobody, that you're just an old hole in the wall, and God saved you. Let me go on. Let me get somewhere with this. So then I begin to look at Ezekiel chapter 8. And I didn't just give you a little bit of rundown here. But first of all, we see in verse number 1, we see the time and the year and the month. Then we see, let me stop right there and say this. I know some of you's already mind God, but I've done seen some of you rocking in your seat. I've done seen some of you, you know that scripture where it talks about being addicted to the ministry. You know what? I know some drug addicts. Hey, you know what? They ain't had no drugs in a year or two. But you know what? I've been around it long enough. I can watch their jaws. Hey, I want you to know. I know what they're feeling. But I'm thankful. Hallelujah. Hey, that God. Hey, he'd seen this old hole in the wall. And he came to me. Hallelujah. Hey, and when I ain't where I need to be, when I start drifting away from him, hey, there's something inside of me. Hey, it starts raging. Hallelujah. Hey, it's alive. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. I might need to borrow somebody's handkerchief. Keep the crumbs off of my shirt. Be able to wipe the water coming, the life water coming out. It's done turned into the holy milk from heaven. Let me go on. We see the time, and it just so happened that God, on this day at this time, had to show up. And he's beginning to speak to some hole-in-the-wall person here. You say, you ain't talking to me. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been saved? Let me ask you this this afternoon. Are you where you need to be with the Lord? Are you hiding? Are you drifting away? Well, I want you to know it just so happened that there's an old hole-in-the-wall preacher showed up down here at Landrum to preach in an old hole-in-the-wall church, and you had to come. And guess what? The holy God in heaven is beginning to speak to you. And before it's over, there's going to be a choice for you to make. But let me go on. We see here, it said in verse number 2, it says, then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, and the appearance of his loins even downward, fire, and from his loins even upward, and the appearance of brightness and the color of amber. Is anybody interested in the Holy Ghost of God showing up? Is anybody interested? Let me say this to you. You know what? When God saved me, he filled me up. I promise I won't throw it. If I give it to Wayne Stafford now, it's liable to go. But this is the way it is. This is the way. When God saved my soul, he filled me up like that right there. Amen. When God saved me, he filled me up. And my cup's running over, Brother Lindsay. But I want you to know, I get out there in the world. Some of these wicked people, you know what? It wants to drain from the Holy Ghost. Then, hallelujah, I get in the crowd like this. And guess what? My cup begins to spill over again. There ain't no reason tonight or this afternoon. Just so hole in the wall like guns. That we ought not to be running over. Hallelujah. We ought to be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. What's your excuse? Hallelujah. So then we see here Ezekiel, verse number 3, and he said, speaking of the Lord to Ezekiel, and he said, and he put forth the form of a hand, and it touched me. It took me by the lock of mine head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the vision of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looked toward the north. And there was the seat of in the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. Now I want to stop right there, and I just want to insert a little bit of something right there. I believe that I'm in a house of preachers and singers and saints of God. If we want revival, church, if we want the Holy Ghost of God to begin to save people in our lives, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to cut loose of the jealousy. We're going to have to get to the place in our lives. We can go to the brethren. We can give them a hug. And we can say, no matter what's happened in the past, I need revival. My family needs Jesus. We need the power of God. Hallelujah. Is anybody interested in God just moving into just an old hole in the wall service? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But listen to this now. Listen, let me go on. I'm going to preach to you in a minute. Listen. Come on, preachers. Be careful. Singers, be careful. Well, I'm telling you what, it's all about him. It ain't about who else can sing better. It ain't about, hey, who's got all the musical instruments, and I'm not putting it down. Hey, I love this family right here. Hey, man, hey, I tell you, I was thinking, man, I don't know if they just an old hole in the wall. Hey, that crowd right there, every time I turn around, they somewhere singing. Hey, I want you to know, hallelujah, if we'll keep that attitude, hey, that we just a bunch of hole in the wall. Hey, people that love God. God would use us in a mighty way. Hey, one day we'd look back and we'd say, that old hole in the wall crowd down there in Landrum Independent Baptist Church is where that revival sprung from. It can happen. But let me go on. I'm trying to get down to verse number 7. Listen to me. You believe God's here? And behold, the glory of God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man. See, I'm in the place of Ezekiel right now. I looked all this up, son of man. You know what it is? That's all of you. Son of man, hole in the wall. You think you're better in salvation? You think you're better than God? You think you don't need God to be able to sing and to be able to preach? I'm going to tell you right now, God's fixing to make a hole in the wall out of you. Hey, get you to where you need to be. Hallelujah. I said, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. Now I want you to get the picture that Ezekiel, you're going to read that he gets to the gate and it's in the courtyard of the temple or the tabernacle, Jerusalem, the city. And the picture I got from some of the reading was like houses, beside houses, all the way around. And Ezekiel looks in, and he sees all these houses, and he sees the image of jealousy. Would it not be a shame tonight or this afternoon that we couldn't become a revival in this area starting tonight or this afternoon simply because of jealousy? I don't know why God's got me pointed toward jealousy. But I got a good idea tonight or this afternoon that you know what's going on. And he said furthermore unto me, let's look down to verse number 7 to my text. And he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Turn with me, if you will, now over to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter number 40. No, 51. Chapter number 51. Here's what the Bible says. I'm going to read one verse. No, let me start in one. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Seek ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock which ye are hewed, and to the hole of the pit which ye are digged. Verse number 3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm an old hole in the wall. I'm glad that I got joy in my heart and soul. I'm glad I got gladness. Hallelujah. I'm glad that through all the troubles and the trials, I can find thanksgiving. I'm glad when the times are troubled, I can go to an old hole in the wall bunch, that song, and I can turn on some music, hallelujah, and I can hear some sweet melody, oh glory, thanks be to God. I hope I've got the point to you. It's a privilege and an honor to be an old hole in the wall. I'm fixing to preach to you now. The Lord being my helper. Right here is the only hole I could find in this whole church. And you know what? I found this hole and I pointed it out to another man of God. And you know what he told me? He said, guess what? They painted. I said, that don't matter. That hole's there. That hole is right up there. See, this is why I know it don't matter. See, because when I was looking for just one hole inside this church, Brother Shane, I ran into a lot of holes that had been fixed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It was pretty visible, that somebody had been there and they had tried to fix the hole. You know what came to my mind? There's a whole crowd of us, hallelujah. When things has come up in our life, we've tried to fix it. We've came to the altar and we've tried to fix it. And guess what? It's going to take the Holy Ghost of God to fix your hole. You know what we've done? We've tried to cover it up. False Bibles. We tried to cover it up. We've tried to cover up our problems with drugs. We've tried to cover them up with alcohol. We've tried to find happiness in pornography. Yeah, you've trying to find happy. You've give in, and now that you're not dating really somebody that's holy, knowing that all you got to do is give in, and fornication's gonna enter in. I'm telling you something this afternoon. I want you to know we need to quit patching the holes. We need to ask God. Would you help us? Here's what I believe with all my heart. I believe that so many of us, we've came to this place in our life that we've dug in the world, we've dug in sin, and we're in a miry pit. You're going to see it as I read on. And I believe that we've got ourselves into this miry pit simply because of this. I believe that so many times, and people I know, they say, I know that I was convicted. I know that I asked Jesus to save me. I believe that he can save me. But you know what they've done? They prayed and they've said, Lord, would you forgive me? And they throwed their sins down. But guess what? When they got up, about the first time you get to one of them holes in your life, and you're looking for help, you will reach in and say, there ain't nobody around. There ain't nobody looking. And then you go to looking. Then you go to loving. I'm telling it right. So what I'm saying to you, so many people in my life, just like the gentleman here last night, so many people in my life, they have that place, but when they got up in repentance, hey, when they were supposed to left it there, they got up with it, and they've left the church, and they're carrying it around with them, hey, and they're trying to cover up things in their life, hey, and they're making a mess of it. You know what I like to look at it? I don't believe a man can lose his salvation. I'm dead against that mess.
Amen.
But you know what I do believe? Brother Wayne, I believe he didn't complete it. He was convicted and he wanted to, but when he got up, go home and study the word repent. I believe with all my heart, repentance is this. You confessed it, you leave it there. We ain't doing it. So here we are in this church this afternoon. Here the preacher is preaching about somebody you've never, you in your life, you ain't never seen me, you don't know me, you ain't never heard me preach before. But you just happened to show up in this church. And hallelujah, you showed up and the preacher is preaching on you. As I look inside this hole right here and we look at the scriptures, you're going to find out, hey, that Ezekiel, hey, he dug, and the Bible said that he was looking, hallelujah, for a door. Now I can reverse that. I'm going to tell you what, and I've already said it, we've got a miry pit and we're in it and we can't get out, and we've even got to the point in our life. It says, dig, and there was a hole. There was a hole. Dig, and there was a door. You know what? We've even came to this place in our life, in this miry pit that we're in. I believe everybody in here, most everybody will agree with me this afternoon. These doors, Brother Randy, that we open up in our life, we can't shut. There's doors we can't shut. But I want you to know this tonight, on the reverse side of that, I'm glad that my Lord and Savior said, hey, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hey, if any man will hear, hey, glory to God. Hey, I already heard it this evening, Brother Jeremy. I want you to know something. Hey, if this place was on fire, hey, would you not point somebody to the door? Hey, we live in the times. Hey, that's the way I feel. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. We're in a time. Hey, the house is on fire. Hey, somebody better tell them, hallelujah, how to get out of this place. Somebody better tell them there's a door. And guess who it's got to be? Guess who at 2 o'clock this afternoon the preacher called me and said, you're going to be preaching. An old hole in the wall preacher. He had to show up. Hallelujah. That old hole-in-the-wall preacher come with something, with a message, hey, that he's wrestled with all night. Hey, since 5 o'clock this morning, hey, prayed and sought God, asking for his power and his touch. Hey, just this old hole-in-the-wall preacher could get to somebody. Through the power of the Holy Ghost of God. Oh, hole in the wall. Let me go on. Back to Ezekiel. Back to Ezekiel chapter 8. Let me read on down now. It said, and then said he unto the Son of Man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold a door. I need to say this to you right now. At this point about right now, I want everybody in here to know that you're this hole right here. Everybody in this church is this hole. If you ain't never been saved, then I want you to know God's speaking to you. Hallelujah. Hey, but if you've been saved, this hole, according to my King James Bible, it said a hole in the wall. Hallelujah. Hey, I want you to know, I seen the wall, and I looked over in Amos chapter number 7, and it said, behold, God standing on the wall with a plumb line. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm going to tell you, it didn't say he had no Stanley level neither. See, the problem with these other levels, and I don't care, I know what kind I use in my carpenter work. But see, here the problem is, this is true. I lay my level on a door down here at the refugee Pilgrim's Pathway. And you know what? Wayne could come behind me with that Stanley level. And you know what he'd say to me? He'd say, it's between the lines. But you know what? I'm not interested in being an old patched up hole. I'm not interested in flim-flamming, covering up some hole. I'm interested in telling the truth.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, you throw a man-made level on it, every one of us could have a different idea. But I want you to know it said in Amos chapter number 7, our Savior's standing on the wall. He's holding the plumb line. I want you to know something. That thing's straight. That thing's level. That thing's plumb. I want you to know God's the judge.
Yeah.
And God knows your heart.
Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. So let me go on here. Just an old hole in the wall. Number 9. And he said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do. And you know what? I believe this is talking about the temple. I believe this is talking about the holy place. And you know what? He's looking in and he's saying the abominations. Now I want to say this to you tonight. What if tonight, read on down in the scriptures, but what if tonight or this afternoon that I could climb up here in this place right here, and I could look inside that hole right there, and I could see the pornography. I could see the sin. I could see the alcohol. I could see the drugs. I could see the fornication. I could see the adultery. I could see the lies. I could see the stealing. What if I could look in there and I could see a deacon? What if I could see a Sunday school superintendent? What if I could see the Sunday school teacher? But I'm looking, this hole in the wall preacher is looking now down in the councils of your soul. Things that you've swept over in the corner. Things that we need to sweep out of the corner if we're going to have revival. Things that's hanging on the councils of your wall,
amen,
of your soul tonight. Things that It's going to take the Holy Ghost of God to be able to get you to the place to where you realize, hey, I got a mess. Hallelujah. I got a mess. Hallelujah. Hey, get on the walls, on the couch. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, get on the council. Hey, glory. Hey, God wants to. Today, He wants to touch you. He wants to help you. God wants to walk, knock something off the walls of your soul. I ain't going to point my finger at nobody. But I already heard some say more than two say I'm candidate to make a lap. You know what I'm thinking right now? They better knock some things off the wall. You better get the broom, go to sweeping out the corners. I think I'm telling it right. Let me go on. Let me go on. Listen to this. So I went in and I saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, an abominable beast. You know what this abomination, abominable beast means? You know what that means? It means not just in disgust. It means extreme disgust. Listen here. And so I went in and I saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall around about. What's hanging on your walls? Look with me at verse number 12. Then he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? You know what I want to say to you? What's going on in the dark? What's going on in your dark place or your time alone? Listen to this. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And there sat a woman weeping from Tammuz. Now let me say this to you, to each and every one of you that's here this afternoon. I don't know what you came this afternoon for. But I know that God chose a hole in the wall preacher to come preach to you a hole in the wall. I don't know what you need. But I can tell you this tonight. Whatever your position is with Christ, whatever your ministry would be today with Christ, I think about this, I can't help but to think about Jerry Korn. I think about him and I think about the day that God saved that boy's soul. I remember for years and years, I've known him, probably just in my mind for over 50 years, I've known him. And I remember the drugs and the things that he was involved in. And I remember the day that the Holy Ghost of God busted through, 20 years of methadone, and saved his soul. And the methadone clinic said he can't do it on his own. I want you to know, there's a God in heaven. He'll touch an old hole in the wall. And God's called him to preach. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
I look at Doug. Just an old hole-in-the-wall coon hunter. That's how I knowed him. Boy, he's a good coon hunter. He'd take you and he'd take you to his places. And he'd say to them people over there, I'm telling you right. Them people over there goes to shooting and goes to messing with your dogs, I'll whoop them. Don't you worry, I'll take care of them. I remember that very night, Doug. But you know what God did about a year and a half ago? He took this old hard-headed hole-in-the-wall man, and he came, he saved his soul, hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know, Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, if I'm going to hit the streets and do some witnessing, I want him with me, hallelujah. Hey, I want that hole in the wall, hey, witness for Jesus Christ with me, hallelujah. Hey, I want you to know, hey, I'm proud to be an old hole in the wall this afternoon. Hey, I'm proud, glory to God, hey, that I can be a hole in the wall preacher. Hey, God will use you too. Hallelujah. What got you bound? What's hanging on your walls? Everybody stand, please, if you will. What's hanging on your walls? What's got you bound? I believe God's speaking to you. I want to say this to you, Christian. How is this world? I've done said it, every one of us is that hole right up there on the wall. You can fake it if you want to. I tried it. I tried it. You can fake it if you want to, and I'm going to tell you what, it will not work. God's looking down inside the counsels of your soul. And you know what? I'm glad this afternoon that I'm just an old hole in the wall. Hallelujah. God came by and he saved my soul. But thanks be to God, all the things that I was involved in before God saved me, I'd crawl in under that front seat and hide if somebody began to reveal it. But I want you to know tonight, hey, this Holy Ghost, hole in the wall preacher, God, he saved my soul. Hey, and when you look at this hole in the wall, glory to God, hey, you don't see my past. You see the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. You can try to bring it up if you want to. You can try to say, preacher, hey, I don't know of you and I've never even seen that hole up there. But I guarantee you now, everybody in here can see the blood. Everybody in here knows, hey, you might be an old hole in the wall. You might be nothing, Brother Jimbo. But you know why we are? Because the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. I'm thank God I'm a hole in the wall. I ask